Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Karma. When did a cheater get humiliated publicly and pretend it was no big deal? Story 1. My cousin threw an elaborate engagement party at a vineyard, rented the whole place, even had a band. Midway through the speeches, his fiancé got up with the mic and said she had something special to share. Everyone thought she was going to do a song or something. She pulled out a stack of papers. Turns out, for the last 3 months, she'd hired a private investigator. She'd suspected he was cheating after he started disappearing for golf weekends, even though he didn't own clubs. The investigator had photos, text screenshots, even hotel bookings. She passed the papers to the groom's parents, who were sitting front row. Then she said, "Now if you'll excuse me, I'll be enjoying the rest of this party with people who actually love me," dropped the mic, and walked off. The band started playing again like nothing happened. Half the guests left with her. The groom stood there in his suit, absolutely stunned, then tried to laugh it off, saying, "I guess she couldn't handle my charisma." Nobody laughed. His best man left him too. He stayed behind and drank alone. Story 2. In college, a guy named Mason had a habit of juggling girls. He thought he was some hotshot, especially because he'd boast about it to his friends, loudly and proudly. We were all in the same dorm, so it was hard not to overhear. Well, one day, two of the girls he was dating, unaware of each other, found out through a mutual friend. Instead of confronting him separately, they decided to act. During a campus event where Mason was volunteering as MC, both girls walked on stage. One took the mic and said, "Just wanted to say hi to my boyfriend Mason." Then the other said, "Oh, you too? I thought he was my boyfriend." Mason tried to play it off like it was some kind of joke and said, "You girls must be mistaken, unless I'm just that irresistible." He did this fake laugh, hoping people would laugh along. The crowd didn't. One of the girls pulled out a poster-sized print of texts he sent both of them, copy-pasted word for word. He got booed off stage. He dropped out the following semester. Story 3. My friend Layla worked at a tech company where her fiancé also worked. Different departments, but same office. Everyone thought they were this perfect couple. She was planning a wedding and even invited most of her coworkers. Then came the office Christmas party. The company had one of those open photo booths with live feeds of the photos playing on big screens around the venue. It was all fun until a picture flashed up of her fiancé kissing someone from accounting. Live. On screen, everyone froze. Layla looked up, then walked over, grabbed the mic from the DJ and said, "That's my fiancé, by the way. Guess we'll be saving a ton on wedding expenses." He stammered and said it was just a joke for the camera, and that it was nothing serious. But the girl in the photo was already crying, clearly not part of the joke. Layla walked out. He quit a week later. Story 4. Back in high school, there was this dude, Tyler, who dated my friend Maria. He cheated on her with not one, but three other girls, who all thought they were the only one. Classic teen drama, right? Maria found out and didn't cry, didn't yell. She planned. At prom, she got the DJ to let her give a special toast. She called Tyler to the dance floor, handed him a fake prom king crown, and then proceeded to call out each girl he had cheated with. One by one, they stood up and walked to the front. Then she handed each of them a bouquet with a note reading, "Sorry, we were all dating the same clown." Tyler's face turned redder than the lights on the dance floor. He laughed awkwardly and said, "It's not that deep. We're in high school." He spent the rest of prom sitting alone at the punch table. Story 5. At my friend's wedding, one of the bridesmaids named Chloe had been secretly hooking up with the groom. She thought no one knew. What she didn't know was that the bride had been suspicious and had installed a hidden app on the groom's phone, syncing his messages to her iPad. Right before the vows, the officiant said, "Before we proceed, the bride would like to say a few words." She turned to the crowd, looked at Chloe, and read out loud a text from the groom. "I can't wait to get this over with so we can sneak away tonight. You looked so hot in the dress fitting yesterday." Gasps. Audible gasps. The groom started protesting. Chloe tried to say it was an inside joke. The bride tossed the bouquet straight at her and walked out. The groom's family stayed frozen. The bride's side cheered. Chloe got publicly shamed all over social media and said in the comments, "People take things too seriously. It was just texting." Sure, Chloe. Story 6. I was at a poetry slam in this small artsy bar downtown. One of the performers was a woman named Tasha, calm, composed, and clearly emotional. Her piece started off like a typical love poem, but then she shifted gears and began describing betrayal. She used metaphors. "You were the museum guide who led me to an exhibit of lies, and you could feel the tension rise." Then, she named the guy in the poem, Trevor. That's when the entire crowd turned toward a man near the bar, who immediately looked up from his drink like a deer in headlights. She kept going. Described dates, the night she found his Tinder still active, how she caught him with her coworker, all in poetic form. Powerful, controlled fury. When she ended the poem, the room went silent for a second, and then erupted in applause. Trevor awkwardly stood up, did a little bow, and said, "Hey, at least I inspire art, right?" Like it was cool. Nobody laughed. He left before the next performer went up. Story 7. This happened at a company Zoom town hall during the pandemic. Our manager, Kevin, had been dating one of the sales reps, Danny. It wasn't exactly professional, but no one said anything. Turns out, Kevin was also dating a second woman, long distance, who he met on a work trip months earlier. He'd been balancing both, figuring no one would find out, until both women figured it out and decided to attend the Zoom town hall. Right after our director finished her speech, the two women turned on their cameras, unmuted, and said, "Hi, Kevin. We just wanted to thank you for showing us what two-faced corporate loyalty really looks like." They both read out some of his copy-paste messages, romantic texts sent just hours apart, screen-shared screenshots. One even pulled up a FaceTime log that overlapped with his after-hours meetings. Kevin stayed silent, then muttered, "This isn't the place for this," before logging off. He later sent a company-wide email calling it a personal misunderstanding and that it shouldn't affect anyone's opinion of his leadership. He was let go 3 days later. Story 8. My brother was best friends with a guy named Rick. Super charming, always posting pics with his girlfriend like they were couple goals. They even had a YouTube channel together. But Rick had been cheating for over a year. Not just once or twice. He had a whole second girlfriend in another city who thought she was his only girlfriend. She found out when someone linked her one of his YouTube vlogs in a Discord group. Instead of confronting him privately, she emailed the other girlfriend with proof, and the two teamed up. They hijacked his next video upload. The next time Rick's subscribers got a notification, it wasn't a cute travel vlog. It was a 9-minute expose, screenshots, photos, timelines, even voice notes. The thumbnail was split down the middle, both girls side by side, arms crossed. Rick tried commenting. "This is taken way out of context, LOL." He turned off comments after 10 minutes. Lost over 30,000 subs in a week. Still says it was just some clout-chasing drama. Sure, man. Story 9. At my sister's bridal shower, one of the guests brought a memory box where everyone could write a favorite story about the couple. Cute idea, or so we thought. When it was time to open them, the bride pulled out one that read, "Remember when you said you'd never cheat like your dad? And now you're doing it with your fiance's cousin. Bold move, bro." Dead silence. The bride froze, then slowly turned to her fiance. He tried to laugh. That's a weird joke. Must be one of the guys messing around. Another note came out. This one had screenshots, literally taped to the card. Turns out he'd been sleeping with her cousin for 3 months. The cousin didn't deny it. She just stared at the floor. The shower turned into a full-on family shouting match. He tried to calm everyone down by saying, "Come on, let's not ruin a party over feelings." It was ruined. And so was the wedding, canceled the next morning. Story 10. This was in my acting class last year. We had to perform a real-life confession monologue, true stories told dramatically. One girl, Emily, said hers was about heartbreak. She got on stage and delivered a chilling, emotional performance about being cheated on by her college boyfriend and how she found out via a group chat she wasn't supposed to be in. She described how the guy, who we'll call Brian, had written, "Can't wait to get back to Emily's place. She has no idea I'm still seeing Alexa." She kept naming details, locations, dates, until it became very clear that Brian was actually our classmate Brian, sitting in the front row with his new girlfriend. Everyone turned to him. He clapped when she finished, trying to laugh. "Wow, that was intense. Didn't know I was so inspiring." Emily smiled, took a bow, and walked off stage. He dropped out before the semester ended. Story 11. At our 10-year high school reunion, things got wild fast. One of our classmates, Jeremy, had always bragged about marrying the hottest girl in town and being a family man. He brought his wife along, and they were all...
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis. Or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Over each other. Until she went to the bathroom and a girl from our graduating class, Aaron, cornered him. We didn't hear the whole convo, but she was livid. Then she stood up on a table, clinked her glass, and announced, "Hey everyone, just wanted to thank Jeremy for the texts he's still been sending me for the past 2 months. You know, the ones about how much he misses our secret meetings?" She pulled out her phone and held it up. Air dropped screenshots to the room. People started whispering and gasping. His wife came back to find the crowd staring. Aaron handed her the phone. Jeremy stood there with a drink in his hand and just said, "I mean, we were broken up for a week, technically. It's not like a federal offense." The wife left in tears. Aaron tossed her wine in his face and walked out too. Jeremy tried to hang around like nothing happened. He was alone in 5 minutes. Story 12. I bartended at a wedding where the best man gave a speech that turned into a full-on expose. He started by saying, "I've known Dan a long time. He's not perfect, but we all know he has a big heart. Unfortunately, it seems he's shared it with more than one person." Nervous laughter. He continued. Then he brought up a girl named Morgan, who was not the bride, and started reading a text from Dan, sent the night before the wedding. Something like, "Don't worry, I'm only marrying her for stability." The bride stood up mid-speech. Her mom tried to calm her down. Dan shouted, "This is a prank! Come on, man!" But then Morgan, who was sitting quietly in the back, stood up and confirmed it. "No prank. We've been seeing each other for months." Chaos. The bride left with her bridesmaids. Dan stayed, told everyone, "Hey, people mess up." "It's life!" The venue asked him to leave. He walked out laughing. I've never seen someone humiliate themselves that publicly and still try to style it out like a TED Talk. Story 13. My roommate Jenny dated this guy, Liam, who played in a local band. Classic lead singer, cocky, charming, never fully honest. Jenny supported every show, brought his gear, even helped him get gigs. One night, Liam performed at a decent-sized venue. The band invited Jenny to come on stage to introduce them. Instead, she grabbed the mic and said, "Before the show starts, I just wanted to shout out the other girls Liam's been dating while I was paying his rent." She named four women, two of whom were in the crowd. One walked up, grabbed a drink off the bar, and dumped it on Liam's shoes. Jenny tossed his apartment key into the crowd and said, "Whoever wants to collect his stuff, it's all on the lawn." Liam tried to laugh. "She's being dramatic. It's not that serious." No one clapped when the band started playing. They lost their next three bookings. Story 14. My aunt held a gender reveal BBQ for her second baby. Her husband Dave was walking around, super proud, joking with everyone. But tensions were already weird. His ex showed up uninvited, sat at the edge of the yard, and stared at him the whole time. When it came time to pop the balloon, the ex suddenly shouted, "Should I tell them or do you want to?" Everyone froze. She marched up and said, "He's been texting me the whole pregnancy, saying how miserable he is. You're all acting like this is some fairy tale." Then she pulled out printed screenshots, full pages. The dates overlapped with the conception period. The worst part? She had a pregnancy test of her own. My aunt just said, "Thanks. You saved me a lot of time," and handed the balloon popper to the ex before walking back inside. Dave stood there in his pink polo and said, "We can all still have fun though, right?" He left a silence. Story 15. In our law school class, there was this polished golden boy named Marcus. Wore a suit to class, sat front row, and bragged nonstop about his girlfriend back home. The love of my life kind of talk. She decided to surprise him by flying in to visit, without telling him. The timing couldn't have been worse. She walked into the campus cafe and found Marcus, kissing one of our classmates. Full-on makeout session. She didn't storm out. She pulled up a chair, sat right next to them, and calmly asked, "How long has this been going on?" The classmate bolted. Marcus stuttered, "Babe, this isn't what it looks like. Just some heat-of-the-moment stress relief." He actually said stress relief. She laughed and said, "Good to know. Hope your finals go better than your loyalty." Then she left. But not before uploading the video she took to the law school's group chat. He became a meme. We still call stress relief moments pulling a Marcus. Story 16. In my senior year of college, our professor let us do final presentations on any topic we wanted. One girl, Serena, said she'd be doing hers on digital privacy and relationship transparency. Seemed vague, but okay. Halfway through the presentation, she pulled up a slide titled "Case Study My Boyfriend." She proceeded to show texts, DMs, and Instagram DMs. Blurred names, but not too blurred. The audience slowly started whispering. She then read a message where he told another girl, "Don't worry, Serena's always busy with school. She never notices anything." The guy sitting in the audience turned white. He tried to interrupt her, but she calmly said, "You'll have time for a rebuttal after." At the end, she closed with, "So in conclusion, cheating isn't just immoral, it's traceable." He stood up, laughed awkwardly, and said, "Okay, okay, you've made your point. Can we move on?" Nobody clapped. Nobody forgot. Story 17. A girl in my building was dating this guy who everyone thought was out of her league. She was sweet, smart, and kind. He was the definition of smug. Always bragging about how easy girls were. One night she threw him a surprise birthday party in our apartment's shared lounge. About 20 people showed up, and so did his gym friend, a woman he claimed he just trained with. Except surprise, she wasn't just a workout buddy. Midway through the party, she tried to kiss him in the hallway. My friend walked in at that exact second. Silence. Then the girl said, "Wait, you told me she was just your roommate." He said, "Technically, we do share rent." People started laughing. Not with him. She didn't scream. She didn't cry. She just picked up the cake, handed it to him, and said, "Enjoy your night." Alone. Story 18. I worked at a hotel where a couple was staying for their anniversary. The woman had arranged rose petals, champagne, the works. She even asked us to deliver a scrapbook she made for their 5-year dating anniversary. Later that night, the woman came back down, completely quiet, and asked to cancel the second night. Turns out she'd gone up to surprise him again and caught him FaceTiming another woman in bed. The best part? The phone was propped up on the scrapbook she made. Instead of storming in, she waited until morning. At breakfast, she asked the waitress to bring a tray to their table with a note. It read, "You're officially checked out of my life. Tip included." She left calmly, in a new dress she'd just bought at the hotel boutique. He came to the front desk in a panic, saying, "She's being overdramatic." It wasn't even physical, dude. The whole restaurant clapped when she walked out. Story 19. This happened at a charity auction for our local school. The final item up for bid was a weekend cabin getaway donated by a teacher's husband. Everyone applauded the gesture. Except the wife, our science teacher, was sitting right there with a frozen expression. Turns out she didn't know her husband was offering that cabin. Because she hadn't been invited the last time he went, she stood up in front of the whole room and said, "Well, I hope whoever wins this enjoys it more than Tiffany from his office did." Dead silence. The husband tried to make a joke. "Honey, you know I always exaggerate." "It's not what you think," the principal whispered. "Should we cancel the auction?" She replied, "No, no. Let it sell. I'll be changing the locks tomorrow." He tried to pretend it was all miscommunication, but his face said otherwise. Story 20. My brother threw a massive proposal at a baseball game. Jumbo screen, crowd cheering, all the cliches. She said yes, and they kissed as everyone clapped. What no one knew was that she'd found out 2 days prior that he was cheating with his coworker. And instead of canceling the proposal, she decided to flip the script. During the kiss, she whispered, "Smile for the cameras. You're about to go viral." Later that evening, she uploaded a TikTok of the proposal clip, immediately followed by screenshots of his flirty messages, Venmo receipts for hotel rooms, and even a video of him bragging about how he could have his cake and eat it too. It exploded online. He posted a video response saying, "We were clearly having issues. This is just drama." She followed up with a second video, him begging her not to post the first one. Karma hit like a fastball to the face. Story 21. I worked at a small town newspaper where we printed local announcements, birthdays, engagements, anniversaries. One day, we got an email from a woman named Claire submitting a full-page engagement announcement. Pretty standard, until we read it. It opened like a normal blurb. "Join us in congratulating Matt and Claire on their engagement." Then it continued. "Matt is also currently seeing Julia, who thinks he's breaking up with me, Rebecca, who thinks I moved away, and has recently been flirting with the waitress at the poorhouse. So if you're interested in dating Matt, please take a number. He's quite busy." She included his picture at the bottom, smiling, holding a puppy. The whole town saw it when the paper dropped that Sunday. Matt tried to act cool at the local bar, saying, "She's just salty. Women love drama." But everywhere he went, people whistled the cops theme or handed him fake numbers for his rotation. He moved 2 towns over within a month. Story 22. I once watched a guy get dumped live on Twitch. He was a mid-level streamer, played mostly FPS games, had a small but loyal following. His girlfriend would sometimes appear on stream to say hi, bring him snacks, that sort of thing. One night, she walked into frame holding his phone. He paused the game and said, "Babe, not now." She held the phone up to the camera and said, "Say hi to Kayla." Then turned the screen to show a chat full of flirty messages and shirtless selfies. He went pale. Then she turned to the camera and said, "Ladies, he's all yours. Just remember he'll lie to your face and call you clingy if you ask questions." She walked out. The stream kept running. He stared at the screen for a few seconds and said, "Okay, that was something. Let's get back to the match." Chat lit up with clown emojis. He lost over 10,000 followers in 24 hours. Story 23. At my friend Theo's art show, a guy named Damien showed up with his girlfriend, this ethereal-looking woman named Lexi. They looked like an Instagram couple. She introduced herself, helped him set up, and kept calling him my everything. Except, Damien had also been texting one of the other artists in the show. Flirty, late night, not just friendly texts. Theo knew because that other artist was his sister. So he hatched a plan. He added a last-minute installation to the exhibit, a wall of framed printed DMs under the title, "The Many Faces of Damien." At the opening, Lexi was admiring the artwork, until she reached that wall. She read the first few messages out loud. "You're so different from Lexi, so refreshing." Damien turned white. He laughed it off. "Come on, it's conceptual. Performance art, right?" Lexi didn't say a word. She took off the necklace he gave her, dropped it in his drink, and walked out. Story 24. Back in my restaurant days, we had a proposal night discount. Couples would call ahead and arrange surprise proposals. One guy, Caleb, booked a table, said he wanted it perfect. He had us play a specific song, set up candles, even ordered a custom dessert that said, "Marry me, Tessa." Right before dessert, a second woman walked into the restaurant. She wasn't Tessa. She stormed over, pulled the ring box out of his jacket, and threw it in his soup. Turns out, Tessa found out Caleb was also seeing someone named Melissa and had invited both of them to different parts of town that night. Melissa figured it out, followed him, and caught him mid-proposal. He tried to defuse it. Tessa wasn't even sure she'd come tonight. "I didn't know who'd show up." Both women left. The table applauded. He sat in silence while dessert melted. Story 25. At a family BBQ, my cousin Jess announced she was pregnant. Everyone was celebrating, hugging her, while her boyfriend Kyle just kind of nodded. Later, when we were all eating, Jess clinked her glass and said she had one more thing to share. She handed Kyle a gift bag. Inside was a baby onesie and an envelope. He pulled out the envelope and read silently for a moment. Then, "What the hell is this?" It was a paternity test. Jess had run it behind his back because she found out he'd been bragging to friends that he wasn't the dad and that he was just playing along until the real guy popped up. She read the results out loud. Probability of paternity, 99.999%. Kyle tried to spin it. "I was just joking around with the guys. You know how we talk." Nobody bought it. Jess took off the ring he gave her, dropped it in the potato salad, and said, "Enjoy the baby shower. I'm throwing it without you." Story 26. There was this guy in our friend group named Evan. Charming, always posting lovey-dovey pics with his girlfriend Sarah. They were together 5 years. Everyone thought they'd be the first to get married. Then came Friendsgiving. Everyone was gathered around for the classic "say what you're thankful for" moment. Evan got up and gave a dramatic speech about love and loyalty. Sarah smiled the whole time, until he finished. She clapped, then said, "I'm thankful I finally got your passcode." She pulled out his phone and read off a message. "I wish you wasn't so clingy. You're the one I think about." Then she turned the screen and showed the photo. Evan, shirtless, in their guest bathroom. Sent just 3 nights ago. Everyone stared. Evan laughed, said, "Babe, you know I joke around. I was role-playing or something." No one bought it. She left with the wine. We stayed for dessert, mostly for the drama. Story 27. At a high school talent show, one girl decided to sing a song she wrote herself. Her name was Natalie, and she was quiet, never the type to stir trouble. Until that night, the song started soft. A piano ballad about heartbreak. Then came the chorus. "You told me I was your only one, while you kissed her under bleachers just for fun." People started shifting in their seats. She named the guy in the song. "Matt, this one's for you," she sang in the bridge, staring directly at him in the second row. Then came the final verse, a perfect mic drop. "Now everyone knows how you cheat and lie. Hope it was worth it, pizza boy, goodbye." Matt worked at a pizza shop. He laughed and clapped when she finished, saying, "She's being dramatic, it was just a couple kisses." He didn't show his face at school for weeks. She got a standing ovation. Story 28. In my old office, one of our coworkers, Grace, was dating a guy named Alan who used to pick her up every day. Very sweet on the surface. But someone started noticing Alan's car in the lot after Grace had already gone home. Turns out he was sneaking around with a different employee, Amy, from accounting. They thought no one noticed. Until the company holiday newsletter went out, one anonymous employee submitted a fun fact section that read, "Did you know Alan from the parking lot picks up 2 women from our building, Grace at 5:30 and Amy at 6:15? Efficiency is sexy." It was printed and emailed company-wide. Grace confronted him in the lot. Amy was in the passenger seat. Whole office watched through the windows. Alan said, "I mean, we weren't official. After 2 years of dating, Grace quit. Amy was transferred. Alan, let's just say the parking lot's been quiet." Story 29. My friend worked in theater and was cast in a community production of Chicago. Her boyfriend, Tyler, was the lighting tech, super supportive, always at rehearsals. During the final performance, there was a scene where fake love letters were read aloud on stage. Except someone slipped in a real one. The lead actress read out loud, "I love being with you." "Don't worry, she has no idea. Just tell her the late nights are tech issues." gasps. Tyler turned pale. My friend walked calmly from backstage, took a bow, and said, "Surprise twist! The lighting guy's been cheating with the stage manager." The stage manager ran out the back door. Tyler tried to play it off. "It was a prank." Scripted for laughs. No one laughed. They gave my friend a standing ovation, off script, but unforgettable. Story 30. At a beach party, one of the guys, Brandon, pulled out a ring and proposed to his girlfriend, Lila, in front of everyone. Lila paused, looked at the ring, and asked, "Did you buy this before or after you took Rachel to Miami last month?" Everyone froze. Brandon blinked and laughed nervously. "Come on, that wasn't serious." Lila pulled out a printed flight itinerary with Brandon and Rachel's names on it. Same dates he told her he was at a guy's retreat. Rachel, who had no idea Lila even existed, gasped and said, "Wait, you said you were single." Brandon tried to save it. "It wasn't emotional. It was just, you know, a break from stress." Lila tossed the ring into the ocean and said, "Enjoy the break." Everyone cheered. Brandon stood there with sandy socks and no fiancé. Story 31. During my cousin's wedding rehearsal dinner, her fiancé, Adam, stood up to give a heartfelt speech. He talked about soulmates, fate, and never being tempted by anyone else. Cue the maid of honor, Rachel, standing up and saying, "Tempted? You mean like when you texted me at 2 a.m. last weekend saying you wished you were marrying me instead?" The room fell silent. Adam turned bright red and tried to laugh it off. "Come on, it was just wine talk. We all say dumb stuff." Rachel pulled out her phone, reading more texts aloud, some not fit for dinner conversation. The bride turned pale, grabbed the ring off her finger, and tossed it into her wine glass. Adam said, "This is overreacting." "It was harmless flirting." The bride stood up, smiled politely, and said, "Then you won't mind if I flirt with the caterer while I cancel everything?" "Wedding? Canceled. Caterer?" "Tipped very generously." Story 32. At my university, one of the most popular guys, Troy, was dating a freshman named Amanda. Everyone envied them. He played soccer. She was pre-med. Golden couple. Then someone posted a TikTok with the caption, "Is this your man?" It was Troy. In a bar, holding hands with another girl, then kissing her. Clear as day, Amanda saw it when someone tagged her in the comments. Instead of responding, she plotted. During Troy's birthday party, she gave him a gift in front of everyone, a printed frame with stills from the video. He laughed and said, "It was just a random girl. I didn't even know I was being filmed." Amanda replied, "Then it's probably no big deal if I send this to the coach, right?" Troy lost his scholarship. And Amanda? She became a campus legend. Story 33. I worked in retail, and one of our shift managers, Devin, was dating a girl who also worked there, Alyssa. They were always flirting on shift, overly touchy, kind of annoying, honestly. But behind the scenes, Devin was also hooking up with the girl from HR. Alyssa found out when she got a calendar invite for training room meeting and walked in to find HR girl fixing her shirt and Devin looking panicked. The next week, at our staff holiday party, Alyssa gave him a present in front of everyone. He unwrapped it to find a shirt that read, "HR isn't for hookups." Then she handed out cookies that spelled "You are single now." Devin laughed and said, "Okay, okay, you got me." Alyssa said, "No, HR got you. They're terminating your contract Monday." Turns out she reported him after planning the prank. Karma got both ends. Story 34. My older sister Bianca was planning her engagement party with her fiancé, Derek. The guy was smooth, always overhelping, always on social media calling her his queen. But he was also DMing my friend, repeatedly. My friend showed me the messages. We told Bianca, who didn't believe us at first. So we screenshotted, waited, and brought receipts. At the party, Bianca asked Derek to say a few words. He stood up and said how happy he was to have everyone there. Bianca smiled, then connected her phone to the Bluetooth speaker. A robotic voice started reading his DMs out loud, word for word, time-stamped. He froze. Someone said, "Is that a text-to-speech app?" Bianca nodded, took off her ring, dropped it in the punch bowl, and said, "You'll need your hands free for all the DMs you're about to answer." Derek muttered, "You're making this a bigger deal than it is." Too late. Everyone clapped. Story 35. There was this one time during karaoke night where a woman named Marcy got up and said she'd be singing "Before He Cheats" by Carrie Underwood. Classic. Except mid-song, she changed the lyrics to include specific dates, names, and places, turning it into a diss track against her boyfriend, Trent, who was sitting right there. She sang, "I found your texts to Emily, Rachel, and Claire. Guess your loyalty's as thin as your hair. People went wild." Trent tried to laugh it off, raising his drink and saying, "She's just salty, don't mind her." Marcy held up a phone, zoomed in on a photo of him in bed with someone else. No one laughed after that. The bartender gave her free drinks all night. Trent left early. He's still the town's walking punchline. People request that song every time he's around. Story 36. At a family game night, my cousin Sarah brought her boyfriend Evan for the first time. It was going great, until we played a card game called Truth Bombs. You basically answer anonymously about the people in the room. One question was, who's most likely to cheat and lie about it? Someone wrote, "Evan, he already is." He laughed nervously and said, "You guys are wild." Sarah didn't laugh. She just said, "Handwriting looks familiar." Turns out, it was her sister who wrote it, and she wasn't joking. After a tense silence, the sister pulled out Evan's texts from earlier that week. Flirty, incriminating, signed with, "Can't wait to sneak out again." He tried to brush it off. "I was just messing around." "Guys joke like that," Sarah said. "Then go joke somewhere else." She walked out. Her whole family stayed seated. Evan quietly slipped out and left the snacks behind. Story 37. At my high school's senior award ceremony, one student, Jason, was getting the Heart of the Class award, voted most generous, kind, and loyal. His girlfriend, Mia, even helped plan the slideshow tribute for him. Except she found out 2 days before the ceremony that Jason had been cheating on her with a girl from the track team. So she updated the slideshow without telling anyone. It started off sweet, photos of him volunteering, hanging with friends. Then, text screenshots. Jason, "She's clueless, LOL. Says she's planning our anniversary. Track girl, tell her after prom." Gasps, then a silence you could feel. Jason stood up and tried to joke, "I guess loyalty comes with a fine print." Mia stood and said, "Turns out Heart of the Class doesn't mean two-timing coward." Award was never officially handed out. Story 38. At a restaurant where I worked, one of the servers, Chloe, was dating the line cook, Josh. Everyone loved them as a couple, until Chloe caught him sneaking out during shift breaks to text another hostess. Instead of confronting him right away, she waited until the restaurant's staff dinner, when we all gathered to celebrate the year. Chloe made a slideshow called Highlights of 2024. At first, it was group pics and funny memories. Then came the deleted scenes slide. Photos of Josh's texts. Selfies he sent from the freezer room. One message that said, "You're way hotter than Chloe anyway." Josh choked on his wine. He tried to play it off. "It's just banter. We joke like that." The owner said, "You can keep joking on your last paycheck." Fired. Dumped. Publicly. Story 39. A local radio station ran a Valentine's Day segment called Love Shoutouts, where people could send messages to their partners on air. A woman named Tara called in and asked to leave a message for her boyfriend, Mark. It started sweet. "To Mark, thank you for being by my side all these years." Then she added, "And thank you to your co-worker, Jess, for the matching hickeys you both thought I wouldn't notice after your fake conference trip." The radio host paused and asked, "You want us to air that?" Tara replied, "Already did. I paid for the 7:45 a.m. slot right when he drives to work with Jess." The station loved the drama and replayed it all day. Mark called later to explain, but by then the clip had gone viral on TikTok. He commented under the video, "People are too sensitive. It's not that deep." Tara replied, "But the betrayal was. Have fun explaining it to your boss." Story 40. In my college dorm, a guy named Marco was dating two girls in the same building, Hannah on the first floor, Jess on the third. Neither knew about the other. That is, until both of them realized he used the same excuse for missing Valentine's Day. "Helping my cousin move." The girls met in the laundry room and compared notes. Furious but brilliant, they decided to team up. They printed out a flyer with side-by-side screenshots of his texts, labeled Marco's Love Lies, and plastered it on every door and elevator. Then they waited in the common area and confronted him while he was on the way to class. Jess held up her phone and said, "Which cousin moved again? Because both of us apparently missed you for the same lie." Marco blinked, chuckled, and said, It's college, not marriage. Why so serious? Next week, his mattress was thrown into the hallway. Story 41. In our friend group, one girl named Chelsea had been dating a guy named Nick for almost 2 years. He was charming, but always too busy to hang out when she asked for real time together. He claimed to work late.
Claimed.
One night, Chelsea invited everyone to her birthday dinner at a local sushi place. Mid-meal, she pulled out a gift bag and handed it to Nick. Inside, a printed booklet titled How to Lie Badly, a compilation by Nick. She read from it aloud. Can't come over tonight. I'm at my grandma's again. Sorry, babe. I'm in bed already. Sent at 1:03 a.m., while Snapchat showed him at a bar. But the final page. A picture of Nick kissing another girl in the parking lot, taken 2 days earlier. Time stamped. Zoomed in. Nick said, it's not like I slept with anyone. It was just a kiss. Chelsea stood up and replied, and this is just a breakup. Half the table clapped. The other half tried not to laugh. Story 42. My coworker Becca threw a surprise engagement party for her boyfriend, Kyle. She planned it with his work bestie, Tara, who helped with decorations and the playlist. You already know where this is going. Becca found out days before the party that Kyle and Tara were having an affair. But instead of canceling, she leaned in. At the party, just after the congratulations banner dropped, Becca raised a toast to Kyle and I for almost getting engaged, and to Tara for helping me figure out why we never actually made it there. Then she pulled up an iPad and played a video. Kyle and Tara, on her couch, in a very compromising position. Timestamp during the exact time Tara said she was running party errands. Tara dropped her drink. Kyle turned red. Becca smiled and said, don't worry, I made backup cupcakes for everyone. Kyle said, it wasn't serious. You're blowing it up. She replied, you're right. It's not serious anymore. Story 43. In a college creative writing class, we were assigned to write a personal short story to read aloud. One girl, Dana, titled hers, The Boy with Two Hearts. It started off like a fairy tale romance, about falling in love with a classmate named Luke, how they met in chemistry lab, how they stayed up late watching movies together. Then the story turned. She detailed how the boy got lazy with hiding his phone, how he sent the same flirty messages to both girls, and how he bragged to friends about keeping multiple options open. Dana read everything with a calm, poetic tone, never raising her voice. But every student in that room realized Luke was also in the class. She ended with, and when the truth came out, the boy said it was just jokes. But jokes don't come with screenshots and hotel receipts. Everyone looked at Luke. He smirked, shrugged, and said, damn, nice story. Almost true. No one talked to him after that. Story 44. My gym does a monthly member spotlight where they celebrate someone's achievements and post a write-up on social media. One month, they featured a guy named Justin. He'd lost weight, bulked up, and always brought his supportive girlfriend, Ellie. She was in every photo, beaming. Then one of the trainers, who didn't know Ellie, sent the post to another woman. She replied, wait, that's my boyfriend. Turns out Justin was dating both women. And worse, he brought them to the gym on different days and had identical workout selfies with each. Ellie found out and emailed the gym asking if she could update the spotlight. The next week, a revised caption went up. Justin's strength is undeniable, especially his ability to maintain two girlfriends while flexing in the mirror. Now that's balance. He claimed it was a prank edit. The gym confirmed it wasn't. Membership canceled. Karma delivered with a protein shake. Story 45. At my younger brother's school play, his drama teacher, Ms. Farrow, had her boyfriend sitting front row. Everyone knew him. He showed up to every event and acted like the perfect partner. During curtain call, Ms. Farrow came on stage to thank the cast and staff, and then said, and lastly to my boyfriend, for showing me what it means to be truly loyal, at least to three other women. Gasps. She pulled out a note. To be fair, he did say he loved honesty. So here are his messages to Emily, Vanessa, and Heather. And no, ladies, none of them are each other. She dropped the mic. Literally. The boyfriend stood up, waved, and said, she's overreacting. It was just texting. Someone from the crowd yelled, tell that to Vanessa! She's my sister. He ran out. The audience gave Ms. Farrow a standing ovation. Story 46. During a team-building weekend retreat for our company, we did one of those cheesy trust-building exercises. The facilitator asked everyone to write anonymous compliments about coworkers and drop them in a bowl to be read aloud. Seemed harmless, as until someone submitted. To Brian, trust isn't just built at work. Maybe stop telling both Amy and Kelsey they're your future wife. Everyone laughed nervously. Amy and Kelsey were both present. Both looked confused. Then Amy stood up and said, "Wait, he told me that last Thursday." Kelsey said, "He told me that on Monday." Brian said, "Whoa, whoa, it's just a running joke I have. You all take things so seriously." The room fell dead silent. HR pulled him aside later. By the time the retreat ended, his key card access didn't work anymore. Story 47. At a tattoo parlor I used to work at, a guy booked an appointment for a surprise tattoo to honor his girlfriend, her name across his collarbone. Halfway through, a woman burst in screaming, "Are you seriously getting her name?" Turns out that was his wife. The girlfriend who came with him turned pale. "Wait, I thought you were divorced." Wife: "Nope. We were at counseling this morning." He tried to sit up with the stencil still fresh and said, "Okay, this looks bad, but it's complicated." Girlfriend slapped a wad of cash on the counter and told the artist, "Change it to L-I-A-R in bold caps." He did. The guy still tried to laugh it off on the way out. "Guess I'll start a trend." "Yeah, a trend of walking home alone." Story 48. My friend was a wedding photographer and told me about the wildest job she ever had. During the getting ready portion, the bride received a USB drive from the groom's friend, claiming it had a surprise montage. The bride, excited, gave it to my friend to preview before showing the guests. Good thing she did. Instead of childhood photos or funny clips, it was a slideshow of the groom with another woman, kissing, traveling, cuddling. The friend had compiled the whole thing. The bride didn't cry. She changed into a white tracksuit, walked down the aisle, and said into the mic, "Before I say I do, I just want everyone to see who he really said it to first." She played the video. The groom stood frozen. He muttered, "We were on a break." "Sort of." The ceremony turned into a brunch. Without a wedding. Story 49. At a comic convention, one guy I know, Liam, proposed to his girlfriend while dressed as Spider-Man. Crowd gathered, people recorded, super sweet. But not 10 minutes later, another woman walked up and slapped him. Hard. She yelled, "You told me you weren't seeing anyone!" Turns out he had a long-distance girlfriend and the one he proposed to. Neither knew about the other. Until now. The proposed to fiancé threw the ring into the trash bin by the hot dog stand and said, "Great, now I can cosplay as an idiot." The crowd, still holding phones, started chanting, "Fake man! Fake man!" Liam laughed nervously and said, "Hey, it's just a messy love triangle adds to the lore." He became a meme by that evening. Story 50. At my high school reunion, everyone was catching up, dancing, drinking. One guy, Dylan, had been kind of a legend back then, dated multiple girls, always played it cool. Now he showed up married, all proud of settling down, until someone handed the DJ a USB during the memory slideshow. After the usual prom and football pics, appeared a compilation of texts Dylan sent to 5 different women in the past 6 months, all time-stamped, all flattering in the exact same way. Then came a group selfie. The 5 women were all there. Together, smiling. His wife turned, looked at him, and said, "So, how many wives do you plan to collect?" Dylan shrugged and said, "They're just words. I'm a writer." The DJ cut the music. He left without saying goodbye. Story 51. I worked at a bakery where we made custom cakes. One day, a woman ordered a big one that said, "Congrats on your new life, cheater." We thought it was a joke at first. Nope. She showed up the next day with 20 helium balloons, a Bluetooth speaker, and a small crowd behind her. Turns out it was her now ex's birthday, and she'd been invited to his small hangout. She brought the cake, played the voice recording of him whispering sweet nothings to another woman, and handed out cupcakes that read, "Liar, Gaslighter, and Boy Bye." He tried to save face, chuckling, all right, y'all got me. Funny joke. She took a selfie with him holding the cake, posted it online with the caption, "Happy birthday to my biggest disappointment." The post went viral. He deleted all his socials within a week.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.